This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the December-January issue of Audiophile Magazine. Today's program is the last program of this issue, and we'll pick up any stray reviews we may not have had time for in earlier programs. I'll have reviews in fiction, mystery and suspense, history, biography, and memoir. You'll hear reviews of Frankenstein, a love story by Jeanette Waterston, read by John Sackville and Perdita Weeks, Never Have I Ever, written and read by Jocelyn Jackson, and The Shape of Night by Tess Garrison, read by Hilary Huber. Let's get right to it. Our first review today is Frankenstein, a love story by Jeanette Winterson. It's read by John Sackville and Perdita Weeks. Narrator John Sackville and Perdita Weeks expertly deliver the two time frames of this inventive novel. Winterson imagines what might happen when humans are supplanted by a variety of man-made replacements, the arrival of which is closer than many of us think. Weeks portrays 19th-century author Mary Shelley, a woman ahead of her time, with her story of the tragically flawed doctor who cobbles together a human and animates him. Sackville conveys the quirky, love-struck tones of contemporary characters who encounter today's Frankensteins, ranging from AIs to sex dolls. He clearly projects both wonderment and disdain for what might come with Homo sapiens' potential demotion in the intellectual and social hierarchy of planet Earth. Weeks's voice has a soft pitch and a longing tone, while Sackville offers an array of voices and accents. Tracy Curry wrote that review of Frankenstein, a love story by Jeanette Winterson. It's read by John Sackville and Perdita Weeks, available from Blackstone Audio for 7.25 hours, unabridged. Continuing in our reviews in fiction that didn't get read when we were reading all the other reviews in fiction, we have Life and Other Inconveniences by Kristen Higgins. It's read by Barbara Caruso, Dion Graham, Susie Jackson, and Exie Sands. Barbara Caruso, Susie Jackson, Dion Graham, and Exie Sands provide a delightful narration that leaves listeners wondering if they've stumbled into a friend's family squabble. As a child, Emma London was left to be raised by her blue-blooded grandmother, handbag magnet Genevieve London, who ultimately abandoned her when she became a teenage mother. Now, two decades later, Emma is shocked when Genevieve demands that her granddaughter return home to care for her as she dies. Sansa's performance leaves listeners feeling like they are listening to a good friend unload a difficult but deeply engaging life story. Dion Graham's warm voice is always a delight, and Barbara Caruso is stunning as the aging matriarch. Victoria Biggs wrote that review of Life and Other Inconveniences by Kristen Higgins. It's read by four talented narrators, and it's available from Recorded Books for 14 hours, unabridged. Next in fiction, we have Gun Island by Amitav Ghosh, read by Sagar Arya. With the melodic cadence of South Asian-accented English, Sagar Arya narrates this mystical novel about a rare book dealer embarking on a journey that involves multiple continents. Dean Data follows the threads of an ancient Bengali legend, barely remembered from his childhood, from New York to India, Venice, and the site of an ancient shrine in a remote place called Gun Island. Arya provides colorful inflections for Dean and his various Asian American friends, who provide critical keys to unlocking the mystery he is pursuing. The descriptions of global environmental crises and immigration issues, which are sometimes dry and lengthy, are narrated diligently. Aria is most successful at recounting Dean's astonishing discovery and the plight of his friends. Nancy Campbell wrote that review of Gun Island by Amitav Ghosh, read by Sagar Arya. It's available from Blackstone Audio for 10.5 hours of unabridged listening. The last of our fiction reviews that never got read last time was Country. It's written and read by Michael Hughes. Actor and writer Michael Hughes presents this vivid, audacious reimagining of the Iliad with a musical brogue that puts the listener squarely in Ireland. The story is set in the north in 1996 during the ceasefire on the eve of peace talks. The Troubles provide the backdrop for the Homeric plot and give this story of violence, ancient animosities, and endless rebellion a fine skeleton to build on. Hughes captures the Celtic ambiance in the lilt of the characters' voices, but he also does Brits and Yanks equally well. The story recounts the outsider lives of the rebels, highlighting Irish food, drink, and lingo. This audiobook has all the elements of a revenge tragedy, flawed heroes, and perfidious informers, an immersive and compelling work. That review was written by Alan Minskoff of Country by Michael Hughes, read by the author. It's available from Harper Audio for 7 hours of unabridged listening. So that's the end of our fiction. We've had all the fiction reviews we could possibly have. Now we'll move over into mystery and suspense. And our first review is Dachshund Through the Snow, or Dachshund Through the Snow, Andy Carpenter series, book 20 by David Rosenfeld. It's read by Grover Gardner. Narrator Grover Gardner delivers an exciting performance as the character of Andy Carpenter, an eccentric lawyer who hates to work, but gets roped by his wife into defending a man accused of a 14-year-old murder. With effective pacing and a sense of energy sometimes held back deliberately and at other times released with gusto, Gardner makes the experience of listening to this audiobook as delightful as can be. Listeners will hang on every word as Andy fights to free his client. He becomes especially endearing to listeners when he takes on an additional client, a police dog, an action that leads to Andy's salvation later in the audiobook. Victoria Mejia Giu wrote that review of Dachshund Through the Snow, Dachshund Through the Snow, Andy Carpenter series, book 20 by David Rosenfeld. It's read by Grover Gardner, and it's available from Macmillan Audio for 6.75 hours of unabridged listening. Continuing now in mystery and suspense, we have Heart of Barkness by Chet and Bernie Mysteries, book 9 by Spencer Quinn. It's read by Jim Frangione. Narrator Jim Frangione reprises the voice of Chet, the canine sidekick at the Little Detective Agency, in the newest Chet and Bernie whodunit. Frangione's narration is energetic and straightforward, plausibly recounting events from the dog's point of view without excessive cuteness. Bernie is convinced that Lottie Pilgrim, a washed-up country singer, did not wield the knife that killed her lover, manager. Chet and Bernie pursue the truth in a journey through dingy bars, the desert border, and a high-end dude ranch. Frangione gives Lottie only a hint of a country twang. Chet tells the story and recounts Bernie's dialogue. Frangione's voice for Bernie is steadfast and brave because that's exactly how Chet sees his beloved master. Only bacon is better than Bernie, and maybe Slim Jims. Nancy Campbell wrote that review of Heart of Barkness, Chet and Bernie Mysteries, Book 9 by Spencer Quinn. It's read by Jim Frangione, and it's available from Recorded Books for 9 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to the December-January issue of Audiophile magazine. We are the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, back to our reviews now in Mystery and Suspense. We have Land of Wolves, Walt Longmire, Book 15 by Craig Johnson. It's read by George Guidel. George Guidel, semi-rough, laid-back voice, is a great fit for Walt Longmire, the tough, honest sheriff of Absaroka County, Wyoming. There is humor tucked in the corners of Guidel's voice, as there is in Longmire's recounting of his adventures. Even when the situations he faces are extremely dangerous. In this story, a wolf may be guilty of killing sheep, and a dead Chilean shepherd is a victim, either to suicide or homicide. Longmire has to deal with wolf-inspired panic in the county, the mystery of the shepherd's demise, and his own physical and psychological wounds which linger from earlier events. Johnson has terrific characters in Longmire and Company. Here, Guidel honors them with a fine performance. Gretchen Schulte wrote that review of Land of Wolves, Walt Longmire, Book 15 by Craig Johnson, read by George Guidel. It's available from Recorded Books for 8.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have Never Have I Ever, written and read by Jocelyn Jackson. In a contemporary thriller, expertly narrated by the author, suburban mom Amy is in a deep battle to keep her deepest, darkest secret when a newcomer to the neighborhood blackmails her about a tragedy she caused as a teenager. Amy will do anything to keep her secret from destroying the life she has built. Jocelyn Jackson's skills as an author are rivaled by her talents as a narrator. Jackson sets the story in a Florida panhandle community, and she delivers the appropriate accents. From beginning to end, she breathes life into her characters, vocally representing the wide range of emotions found in this roller coaster of a story. Intense scenes cause one to listen with breathless anticipation. Jackson provides yet another performance sure to thrill listeners. Amanda Murphy wrote that review of Never Have I Ever. It's written and read by Jocelyn Jackson, and it's available from Harper Audio for 13 hours of unabridged listening. Continuing in Mystery and Suspense, we have The Shape of Night by Tess Gerritsen, read by Hilary Huber. Ava Colette runs from a secret in her past to a Maine summer home, where she discovers her new town is not as idyllic as it seems. Hilary Huber does a fine job with the narration, changing the pacing of voices to create the characters around Ava. Huber doesn't camp up a New England accent, which would have been so tempting and easy. Instead, she offers subtle touches for the characters. An ominous male figure is given a dramatic, dark tone, while a real estate agent slightly draws out her words. The details help differentiate the characters in this thriller, which meshes eroticism with suspense. Mark Bona wrote that review of The Shape of Night. It's written by Tess Gerritsen, read by Hilary Huber. It's available from Brilliance Audio for 9.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is in Mystery and Suspense, Vendetta in Death. In Death, Book 49 by J.D. Robb, read by Susan Erickson. Narrating the 49th book in this series, Susan Erickson is abundantly familiar with its heroine and wide cast of characters. In the mid-21st century, a self-proclaimed Lady Justice seeks to right wrongs committed against women by murdering perpetrators in their most brutal ways. Lieutenant Eve Dallas from the New York Police and Security Department, NYPSD, must discover who is behind the murders and stop her before she kills again. Erickson brings the protagonists alive, creating believable personalities. She gives Eve a tough, no-nonsense tone and Eve's Irish husband, Rourke, a lilting accent. Erickson switches between the characters with ease and helps build the tension as the story drives toward its dramatic climax. Kate Pullen wrote that review of Vendetta in Death, In Death, Book 49, by J.D. Robb, read by Susan Erickson. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 12.75 hours of unabridged listening. And our last mystery and suspense today is The Substitution Order by Martin Clark, read by David Aaron Baker. Narrator David Aaron Baker is spot on, as listeners are treated to a multi-layered story and a colorful cast of characters in this legal thriller. Kevin Moore, a talented young lawyer, finds himself disbarred and separated from his wife after a summer of drugs and debauchery. As he works to rebuild his life, Kevin is approached by a mysterious stranger who wants him to join a multi-million dollar scheme or risk having his life ruined again. As Kevin attempts to stay on the straight and narrow, everything goes wrong. Baker expertly voices Kevin's wide range of emotions as he fights to clear his name and battles the legal system he has always defended. Listeners will find themselves rooting for Moore every step of the way. Kate McDonald wrote that review of The Substitution Order. It's written by Martin Clark, read by David Aaron Baker, and it's available from Recorded Books for 13.5 hours of unabridged listening. Okay, now we'll turn our attention to biography, memoir, and history. And our first review today is Stealing the Show, The History of Art Crime in Six Thefts. It's written by John Borelli and Zachary Shisko, and it's read by Mac Sanderson. With his deep, authoritative voice, Mac Sanderson is the perfect narrator for this memoir by the former chief security officer of New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. He is so believable that at times, listeners may believe they're hearing from the author himself as he recounts his experiences on the job. While primarily about the theft of paintings, precious objects, tapestries, and baseball cards, the audiobook also discusses the difficulties of securing a large institution from acts of terrorism. Sanderson takes us into the world of the curators, who are responsible for priceless collections, such as the renowned King Tut exhibition. Listeners will learn much about the psychology of art theft, whether art lover, opportunist, or professional. Joanne Cimino wrote that review of Stealing the Show, A History of Art and Crime in Six Thefts. It's written by John Borelli and Zachary Shiskall, and it's read by Mac Sanderson. It's available from Blackstone Audio for 5.75 hours unabridged. Continuing now in biography and memoir, we have A Wild and Precious Life, a memoir by Edie Windsor with Joshua Lyon, read by Donna Postel and Joshua Lyon. Joshua Lyon, co-author of this audiobook, describes it as a memoir-biography hybrid. Lyon delivers the introduction with rich appreciation for his co-author and subject, the late Edie Windsor, who was a major figure in the gay rights movement. Donna Postel takes over the main narration, shepherding listeners through Windsor's early years in a middle-class Jewish neighborhood in Philadelphia. Her lengthy relationship with her wife, Thea, and her role as lead plaintiff in the Supreme Court's decision to legalize same-sex marriage. Postel's intimate tone reveals Windsor's feisty, smart, and determined nature. At the end of each chapter, Lyon returns to narrate additional recollections of Edie's family and friends, as well as insightful reminiscences on mid-20th century gay life. This engaging and thoughtful listen deserves a wide audience. Michelle Ritholtz wrote that review of A Wild and Precious Life, a memoir by Edie Windsor with Joshua Lyon. It's read by Donna Postel and Joshua Lyon, and it's available from Brilliance Audio for 10.25 hours unabridged. Our next review in biography, memoir, and history is Beautiful on the Outside. It's written and read by Adam Rippon. Figure skater Adam Rippon made as much news off the ice as on it during the 2018 Winter Olympics. If you were captivated then, you'll want to hear this memoir. With a poised delivery and lots of personality, Rippon details training with a succession of coaches, his close and complicated relationship with his mother, and coming out as gay, first to friends and family, and then on the international stage. Rippon knows how to tell a story, and his anecdotes range from the funny to intimate to TMI. His long road to the Olympics included struggles with perfectionism and disordered eating, and he's candid about the 2018 controversy with Vice President Pence. Listen for Rippon's inspiring journey or for an insider's view of the world of competitive figure skating. Jennifer Dowell wrote that review of Beautiful on the Outside. It's written and read by Adam Rippon, available from Machete Audio for 8.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next in biography, memoir, and history, we have Over the Top by Jonathan Van Ness, read by the author. Jonathan Van Ness narrates his hilarious and moving memoir with all the bright energy he's known for. No one but the queer icon himself could narrate his story. Van Ness rocketed to fame on the Queer Eye reboot, and his audiobook touches on serving up excellence on the reality show. His story starts with his childhood, with a loving family in a small town where he idolized Olympic athletes and survived an early sexual assault. Van Ness holds no emotions back as he shares the impact of that trauma, along with the difficulty of growing up femme and gay, learning of his HIV-positive diagnosis and recovering from addiction. His voice shakes as he shares a powerful truth with listeners. We are never too broken to heal. Emily Connolly wrote that review of Over the Top by Jonathan Van Ness, read by the author. It's available from Harper Audio for 5.75 hours of unabridged listening. Finally, today we have Lincoln's Spies, Their Secret War to Save a Nation. It's written by Douglas Waller, read by Danny Campbell. Narrator Danny Campbell chronicles the exploits and scandals of spies during the Civil War. Many people know that Alan Pinkerton, founder of the famed detective agency, worked as an intelligence officer for President Lincoln, but he was far from the only one. Campbell offers an engaging narration. His storytelling tone exactly suits the material, especially since the author takes an anecdotal approach rather than a chronological one. He doesn't add any false drama, but he varies his voice nicely to suit the material. He captures the sense of excitement during action-packed scenes and even provides a hint of humor during some of the more ludicrous espionage efforts. Richard C. Gottschall wrote that review of Lincoln's Spies, Their Secret War to Save a Nation. It's written by Douglas Waller, read by Danny Campbell, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 19 hours of unabridged listening. Well, that's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we have the brand new February-March issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the winter issue, and as usual, it's filled with author and narrator interviews, news about the audiobook industry, reminders about podcasts, and Audiophile special online blogs and popular Behind the Mic series. So for all your listening needs and recommendations, stay tuned to us here at Reach Out Radio. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.